16th parak of Kehilim, 3rd Mishnah. Knunim Aktanim. This is a kanun, is a certain kli which is used for doing boire, cleaning out different types of kidneys, beans and the like from the psoilus that was with them. Vaklosis is some little also basket. All these ones also, Mishichosim, you cut off also when you make the rim in it, and you also cut off the parts that you wove into that are protruding. Aknunim Agdoilim, Vasugim Agdoilim, larger of these forms of these Kalim. You have to make at least two rows. In other words, the way it was made, it had a bottom, and then they would weave around going upwards to make the walls of this kli. So it has to have at least two rows of that in order to be able to be a kli. Yam napo vikabora. Napa is a sifter, and a kabora is another type of kli which is used for sifting, with something with holes in it, and it had a rim around it. The kaf shil moznayim, and a scale, the bottom of the scale where you put the things into it, like a little bowl. She yasador echad roch shalem. If you made one row vertically going up is enough, because it doesn't have to have this very high wall around the receptacle. A kupa mishiyas the base tzviras leroch shalem. A basket is when you make also two rows around it. Va'arik mishiyasa by tzvira echas. Arik is some other type of kli which is was not such a made to be so tall. It's enough to make one row around it. That's already the minimal to be considered a kli.